Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, it must have drove NBC News bat crazy that they had a report on my interview with Donald Trump yesterday on the radio show. He was on my radio show live as the January 6th Star Chamber, Adam Kinzinger Star Chamber. He didn't cry yesterday, which was amazing. Was coming down with their ridiculous referral to the DOJ of an indictment. It killed them after a report on it. They never mentioned my name. Of course, he was on a radio show. It drives him crazy. I got that. And then the big question of the day, is there anybody the FBI and DOJ weren't spying on prior to the election? Wait, there's more? Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's more. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. Privacy, it's a right, not a privilege. Fight back. Get a VPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino today. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Another Twitter drop. Big update on Title 42 and the national security disaster that was going to happen tomorrow. And we need change at the Republican Party, folks. Dive into that a little bit. It's not personal, but it's time to move on. And if you don't think it's time to move on, then you better get content with losing. And I know you're not content with losing. As I said, today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. When did we decide to stop upholding free speech as a basic right? What's playing out right now with these big tech companies and social media sites is setting a really dangerous precedent. Look, it doesn't matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everyone should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopolies instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. Free to access tech giants make all their money by tracking your searches, video history, and everything you click on, then selling it. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. It makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. It takes just one click to protect all your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Business Insider. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, to get 3 extra months free. It's worth it. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino. All right, Joseph, big show today. So let's
moving
go.
Moving on, baby. Moving
yes.
on.
Yeah, we had a little technical snafu before the show yesterday. But this morning, kids are ready to rock and roll. And question numero uno of the day, is there anyone the FBI and DOJ wasn't spying on? Anyone? Folks, it's now clear we live in a third world republic. That's clear. It may not be an economic third world republic, granted, or a self-defense one, because our military is still the strongest in the world, thanks to the men and women who serve. But our police state is real. Our police state is right now no different from things you're seeing in Cuba, North Korea. Now, I don't like hyperbole. We haven't gotten to the mass systemic violence by the police state. We have had some incidents, but we haven't gotten to the systemic violence portion. But folks, sadly, I don't know where this is going to end. So yesterday, I'm getting ready to go to sleep as always, about 8:30. Yes, it's pathetic. I'm an old man. That's okay. Kids falling apart a little bit, and I'm watching some little bit of television, and I see this segment come on. Devin Nunes, who is a good friend of mine, it turns out Devin Nunes was the chairman of a congressional committee looking into the FBI spying on Donald Trump. You know that, right? Devin Nunes, Republican congressman. Hey, you guys are spying on Trump. He was the face of this investigation. One of his chief investigators was a guy, good friend of this show, by the name of Kash Patel. Kash Patel knows everything about the FBI's massive spying operation on Donald Trump, a criminal enterprise they were involved in the FBI. So now, given that Devin Nunes had some oversight powers over them, you would think it would be really weird if Devin Nunes, an elected member of Congress, right? He's actually a politician accountable to the people, who was given responsibility for oversight here and is looking into this criminal enterprise spying on Donald Trump at the FBI. You would think it would be really weird if they were in turn then spying on Devin Nunes for investigating them spying on Trump. You might say to yourself, if you were a sane person, that is bananas. Yeah. No way they'd have the moose nuts to do that. Joe, wheelbarrow. They'd have to take them, drop them in the wheelbarrow. That you'd be like, no way. Well, of course you'd be wrong, because I'm telling you, we are living in a third world, crazy, socialist style police state regime right now. There's zero question about it. Here, listen to Devin Nunes explain this last night.
It looks like you were spied upon as well. What do you make of this now that we know it for sure?
Well, look, at this point, Tucker, it appears to be that it's not just a couple staff. It looks like it probably is more. We only have a couple subpoenas at this point, so this is probably just the tip of the iceberg. And what this is by, remember, they targeted my lawyers. So, and if you go back to the time frame, what was happening? We were in a brawl with the Department of Justice and the FBI because we caught them spying on the Trump campaign and other Republican operatives in 2016 that continued on to 2017. At this time, we had confronted high-level folks at the highest level of the Department of Justice and the FBI saying that, look, we think you guys might have a problem here too. Maybe you should recuse yourself. Maybe you shouldn't be involved. You would have thought they would have got to the bottom of it. But instead, what they did is they did this cute little way of reverse targeting me by going after my staff to figure out, how did we know this information? What were we going to do with this information? And this was all just months before we made this all public, that the FBI used the Clinton and DNC dirt to spy on Trump and the Trump campaign.
Okay, so I never, ever want to be accused of presenting to you problems with no solution. The solution to this problem of a now fully corrupted deep state, the solution is an easy one. The only question is, are congressional Republicans and hopefully the next Republican president going to have the nerve to follow through? Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the United States has the power to fire people in the executive branch. The political appointees do not have the civil service protections of rank and file type employees. Secret Service agents at the GS 9, 11, 12, and 13 levels, who are not politically appointed directors and others, right, in the SES program and other things like that, they have certain civil service protections. AUSAs, Assistant United States Attorneys, United States Attorneys who run the Justice Department and choose to prosecute people, some of the people at the top of the FBI, these people are political appointees. If you are not willing, as incoming members of Congress and a potentially Republican president in the next election, to get rid of these people, take a Hoover vacuum to this grotesque deep state we're living in right now, then you are not a patriot. You are not a lover of liberty. You have not sworn allegiance to the Constitution, and you should step aside immediately and give your position over and let someone run for it who has the guts to do what has to be done. The FBI cannot continue existing going forward like this. They simply cannot. The DOJ either. It's not a question of, are we living with a corrupt deep state? That's not a question. The question is, how deep and pervasive is it? And every day we get more information that it's worse than even our worst nightmares had anticipated. So Donald Trump was on my show yesterday while we're on this topic of the deep state. He was on my show as this entire January 6th Star Chamber thing was coming down. So yesterday, speaking of a deep state, corrupted DOJ, I'm very concerned about what the DOJ is going to do because the January 6th Star Chamber issued a criminal referral on President Trump yesterday to the DOJ. Now, I want to be clear about a couple things. This criminal referral, so the January 6th committee says to the DOJ, we recommend you prosecute President Trump for these charges. Insurrection, conspiracy. It's all nonsense. There's a couple things about this first. Number one, these are non-binding. Obviously, they're not prosecutors, the members of the January 6th committee, Cryan, Kinzinger, Benny Thompson, Schiff, Cheney, all the losers, right? It's not binding, meaning the DOJ can choose to accept the referral and choose to indict Donald Trump, or they can. It's basically a piece of paper. Second, this is very politically risky. And I don't know what's going to happen. I want to be clear. I'm not taking sides. I'm 50-50 on this. But I'm not absolutely convinced that Merrick Garland is going to choose to indict Trump here. It's not because Merrick Garland is a good guy, is a decent guy, or cares about being the attorney general. He doesn't care about any of that. He is a straight up liberal activist. It's that Merrick Garland doesn't want to empower Donald Trump. And this case is so pathetic and so weak that, ladies and gentlemen, there is a really, really good chance that the image Merrick Garland fears the most, indicting, you guys follow me here, indicting Donald Trump and having Donald Trump win the case and walk out with his hands in the air is Merrick Garland's biggest fear. So I'm 50-50 on if he's going to take the case or not. Leaning pro, yes, he's going to choose to indict Trump because he's crazy and he's a liberal activist and they just want to hurt Trump and make sure he never runs for office again. That's the pro. Again, the con I just explained, there's a really good chance Trump wins this case in overwhelming fashion and humiliates the DOJ. I want to make one other point too, that they're trying to charge Trump with insurrection, which is a loser in a federal trial because all of the January 6th defendants who they've arrested and tried to prosecute, how many do you think they've charged with insurrection? Anybody have a guess? Guy, Joe?
No.
Guy says zero. Joe, would you venture to?
I'll go with Guy. Yeah.
You'll go with Guy, but zero? You'd both be correct. Zero. So you're going to charge Donald Trump with being the leader of an insurrection, yet the insurrectionists weren't charged with insurrection? How the hell are you going to charge him with an insurrection, you idiots?
Weird.
Weird. Always weird. We haven't had a weird in a while. Donald Trump was on my show yesterday. And as I said, opening up the show, NBC was forced to cover it, which must have killed him, by the way. Here's NBC's coverage of Trump's response to the referral for his indictment from the loser January 6th committee. Check this out.
One Republican who the committee referred to the Ethics Committee for defying its subpoena, calling it a kangaroo court desperate for revenge against Mr. Trump. A response Mr. Trump echoed in a radio interview conducted during the hearing.
We have all Democrats and Republicans in very poor standing, two of them. I mean, wait, the whole thing. It's a kangaroo court. What can I say?
The committee also referring Trump lawyer John Eastman to the DOJ on charges of obstruction of an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Eastman responding with a statement calling the committee's work, quote, pretend prosecutors designed to create political advantage for the Democratic Party. The committee plans to release their full report on Wednesday, today releasing a 154-page summary of their findings, describing the scheme to overturn the election results they outlined over 10 public hearings.
Yeah, Joe, Guy says we're like the Harry Potter, he who shall not be named. And Donald Trump is on a radio show. It just would kill them to mention that. He was on the Dan Bongino show. Of course, they're not going to mention that. But as you'll see, Donald Trump responded appropriately. Of course, it's a kangaroo court. But the difference is it's dangerous. This is more of a star chamber. This is more of an Inquisition type event where you have people, Liz Cheney, Kinzinger, Benny Thompson, Schiff, all these other zeros. They go in there with this preconceived notion of guilt. That is not a court. Folks, our justice system, I opened up the show this way for a reason. Our justice system and our FBI are now completely corrupted. I'm very sorry to tell you, and this really pains me, having been a federal agent myself and having paid no attention to politics in my job duties at all. None. I can assure you of that. Whether you were a Democrat or Republican didn't affect one bit how I did my job or who I investigated. I'm very sorry to tell you your FBI is completely broken and you are not safe from them if you are a conservative and especially a prominent one. The evidence is everywhere. The treatment of Roger Stone, the treatment of Peter Navarro, the treatment of Steve Bannon, the treatment of January 6th defendants. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not safe. That is not a statement of exaggeration for effect, for clicks. I don't care about any of that. It's Christmas week. I'm telling you now, until the FBI is disbanded or completely reformed, root and branch ripped out, and they start from scratch and finding out who's person, the personnel in the FBI who are loyal to the cause and those who are loyal to the Democrat Party, you are not safe from these people. I am not kidding. Listen to what I just told you. It has to be mission number one when we take back the Congress and hopefully the presidency in 2024. You do not live in a constitutional republic anymore. Please stop if you believe that. I need to disabuse you of that notion immediately because you'll be next. Pro-lifers, MAGA people, Trump supporters, you are all going to be targets at some point if you gain enough prominence that you're a threat to these people. Here is more proof about how corrupted, fully corrupted our DOJ FBI ecosystem is. This woman apparently was a former federal prosecutor, Vance or something. She was on a cable news show yesterday. Former federal prosecutor. In other words, an assistant United States attorney had the ability to go out and get you charged for a crime. The woman uses the single dumbest analogy I've ever heard. She compares the January 6th star chamber to the Mueller report and claims outlandishly, just making it up, that there was a bunch of evidence that they didn't get and was withheld and all that stuff. Really? Then how come they weren't charged with obstruction of justice? Fascinating logic. Take a listen.
When the Mueller report first came out, in that first part of the report talking about the campaign's potential coordination with Russia, Mueller concluded that he simply could not talk conclusively about what happened because so much of the evidence that they needed, the testimony that they needed, had been withheld from them. Witnesses wouldn't talk. Some of the evidence was located out of their reach. And so they said, had we been able to see all of the evidence, we might have reached different conclusions, but here's everything that we've got. Now we see an echo of that happening. I guess these are fitting bookends for the Trump presidency. Obstruction of justice, which they so often tried to dismiss as, you know, saying it was just a process crime, as though somehow it didn't matter. And now we see how important legal process is, because ultimately the criminal justice system tries to get at the truth. And the truth is how we get at accountability. What Chairman Thompson told us was so incredibly important here if we were going to prevent a repeat of January 6th.
Folks, this woman who had the power to prosecute you with a crime has no idea what she's talking about. Trump wasn't charged with obstruction of justice during the Mueller trial, during the Mueller inquisition, during the Mueller hearing. What are you talking about? And the Mueller report, she obviously didn't read it because it said, and I quote, the investigation did not establish. Let me read that line again for the lady here. The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. Can she read? These are the kind of morons that are in the federal government right now prosecuting people like you. This is devastating. I can't tell you how disappointed I am. I was in the, you know, I got on in 1999. 20 years ago as a federal agent. I'm telling you, I never one time had a United States attorney inject their politics into a situation, ever. I don't know what their politics were. That was the ultimate compliment. There were some good attorneys, some not that great, but I'd never had one of them where I had to go back to my boss and be like, hey, my boss was Marty at the time, in the Secret Service. Marty, we got a problem here. This United States attorney's, you know, talking about politics when this should be a strict criminal trial. Never. What has happened to these people? She can't read the Mueller report? Folks, this is all happening as Twitter files drop 7 happened yesterday. And again, however bad you think this stuff is, it's even worse. Michael Schellenberger had the drop. It happened yesterday while I was on the air. Again, the radio show. The radio show yesterday was crazy. I had Donald Trump on. The January 6th hearing starts up again. Schellenberger does drop 7. And drop 7 is, again, totally bananas. Jim Baker, it turns out, Schellenberger's tweet. Jim Baker, the FBI lawyer who moved laterally right over to Twitter. This is an FBI lawyer knee deep in the operation to spy on Donald Trump. Jim Baker leaves to go over to Twitter. Twitter obviously is a government partner in spying. Obviously, they're taking on the FBI's dead weight in Baker. Baker knows from his FBI contact. He must know. He must know if this guy's even remotely competent that the Hunter Biden laptop is real because the FBI has the laptop. Yet Schellenberger notes that Twitter's Yoel Roth, Baker repeatedly insists to him that the Hunter Biden materials are either faked, hacked, or both in violation of Twitter policy. Baker does so over email and in a Google Doc on October 14th and 15th. He knows. Baker must know these things are real. He has not a shred of evidence whatsoever that the Hunter Biden laptop is fake. Folks, how many times do I have to show you this? It's the Hunter Biden receipt for the Hunter Biden laptop signed by Hunter Biden with Hunter Biden's address and phone number dropped off by Hunter Biden. How many times do I have to show you that? Can you imagine a laptop of Donald Trump doing crack on a sex tape, taking payoffs from a foreign government, He gives a computer over with that information on there. He signs it and drops it off, and a guy witnesses him do it. And the FBI goes, we have no evidence that it's his. I'm going to read his emails in a minute to show you how corrupt these people are. This band, this organization, immediately, if you want your country back. Let me take a quick break here. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and you managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. Here's the challenge. It's getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work with no charge up front, and they simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks, GetRefunds.com. If you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at HenryUSA.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com. Okay, so here's Jim Baker. Again, this is the FBI lawyer knee-deep in the operation to spy on Trump. He's disgraced. The fact that he disgraced himself in the FBI makes him the perfect candidate to go over and work at Twitter, where he tells the Twitter people, he says, one additional comment talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. This is Baker's email to Twitter executive Yoel Roth. One additional comment. I've seen some reliable cybersecurity folks question the authenticity of the emails in another way. I.e. that there's no metadata pertaining to them that's been released and the formatting looks like they could be complete fabrications. That is completely made up.
Come on.
The FBI.
Dude.
Yes. Yes. This is a Rob Schneider dude moment, dude. Remember the dude moment? It's 25 different ways or whatever to say, dude. You got a serial killer around the court, dude. Yeah. Dude, this is one of dude. The guy's making this up. The FBI has the metadata. They have the laptop. They know it's real. What Baker's doing is passing misinformation, agitprop, over to Twitter people under the guise of being a former FBI guy to engage in a massive Soviet-style censorship operation of damaging information to a Democrat candidate for president. That is obvious now. Here's the Google Doc. Jim Baker again, disgraced former FBI lawyer, now working at Twitter. I support the conclusion we need more facts to assess whether the materials were hacked. You know who could give you those facts, Joe? The FBI. He used to work at. They had the damn laptop.
Yeah.
They had the laptop. At this stage, he notes, it is reasonable for us to assume that they may have been hacked, that is, and that the caution is warranted. There are some facts that indicate the materials may have been hacked, while there are others indicating that computer was either abandoned or the owner consented to allow the repair shop to access it for some purposes. We need more information. The FBI had the information for the 15th time. Now, here's the even more troubling part. In the Schellenberger drop yesterday, it's noted clearly that right before this, right around this time of this Hunter Biden story breaking in the New York Post, the FBI, through a back channel called Teleporter, sends information over to Twitter. Because the information's apparently classified, this story is crazy, folks. And Twitter people don't have the classifications, the National Security Classifications Authority, to read it. The FBI then apparently deputizes some Twitter people and tries to get them classifications to read the information they sent on Teleporter. What's the information? We don't know. Is it going to come out in the coming days? Another Twitter files drop? I hope so. We don't know what the FBI sends them. But clearly, it's some classified information, probably in violation of the law, to make them believe the Hunter Biden laptop is in fact hacked. Folks, this is shocking. Think about this. Can we just put this in context? Guys, if I'm wearing geese, I know geese like this story. I know it's driving everybody bananas. Folks, I need you to understand how devastating this story is. Just please put this in context for a second, why I'm so freaking pissed off about this story. The FBI interferes in the 2016 election, inventing a fairy tale that the Russians are interfering to get Trump elected. They invent the whole thing, the whole thing. They then investigate Trump for 4 years on a charge they made up using their old director, Bob Mueller. Then in 2020, so they can interfere in the election again, they say, we're interfering in 2020 and we're going to combine with Twitter, Joe, to prevent the interference from 2016 we made up from happening again. And in order to do it, they deputize people at Twitter who have no business seeing this information, and they give them information about a Russian hacking operation called APT-28, which has nothing at all to do at all with the Hunter Biden laptop. Here is this hapless... Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean
no, it makes Watergate look like a kiddie game. You know?
What? You look at Watergate and you're like, couple of goofy, hapless burglars broke into the DNC headquarters.
Okay, man. Stupid.
That kind of stuff. And now you're like, wait. The FBI interfered in two consecutive presidential elections in the future of American politics. We're now in this hole with Biden because of the FBI. And they interfered in the second one using the excuse of the interference in the first one that they made up. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I want you to watch this helpless loser, by the way. I should say hapless loser. No, he has come off as helpless himself. Here's Yoel Roth, the guy James Baker's communicating with from Twitter. He was on a podcast with Kara Swisher. And in the podcast, he mentions this APT-28. It's a Russian hacking group. I want you to pay very close attention. He's fed classified information on the bogus theory that the Russians are interfering again like they did in 2016, even though the FBI made that up. And this group, APT-28, has nothing at all to do with the Hunter Biden laptop. Listen to this guy do the buff talk. You know buff talk? When losers like Yoel Roth, a total life loser, a guy with not a single shred of human dignity at all. Just read his troubling tweets about very disturbing. A deeply troubled kid. This kid, he's a kid. Listen to him try to talk tough, like, oh, it's fed all this information about APT-28. My bells were going off. You were fed classified information. You got played like a tool, you loser. Listen to this.
We learn about DC leaks, and we learn about the intersection between APT-28, a unit of Russian military intelligence, a hacking group. And so the morning of the Hunter Biden story in the New York Post happens. And it was weird, right? We didn't know what to believe. We didn't know what was true. There was smoke. And ultimately for me, it didn't reach a place where I was comfortable removing this content from Twitter. But it set off every single one of my finely tuned APT-28 hack and leak campaign alarm
right,
bells.
So it looked possibly problematic.
Everything about it looked like a hack and leak.
Oh, folks, this is so pathetic. I used to see this in my last line of work all the time. These pathetic life losers who have no meaning to their lives at all. They talk buff talk. They heard it in a movie somewhere because they want to sound like they're in the know. Hey, it set off my APT-28 alarm bells. You're fine. By the way, he notes that they're finely tuned, Joe. They were so finely tuned that you totally missed the story. That APT-28 had nothing at all to do with the Hunter Biden laptop, and the FBI fed you that to play you like a fool, and you fell right into the trap, you imbecile. Because you were too stupid to figure out you were being played by deep staters. You want to rage against the machine? You got played by the machine, idiot. What a moron. Like, finally tuned, APT-28. Just trying to be, he's like Starsky and Hutch. The dope. Stuff used to get me sick. I used to hate that. Talk like a normal person. Freaking buff talk. It drives me bananas. All right, we're going to move on because this story, as you can tell, after having written three books on the collapse of our government into a freaking third world police state, gets me a little annoyed. Folks, again, I appreciate your patience. It's a busy week here. I've got a couple spots here, so thank you very much. The sponsors wanted to be here and talk to you, and I really sincerely appreciate your patience. One of my favorite new sponsors, because I am a coffee addict, I love coffee, is Blackout Coffee. I started drinking their coffee they got the hole in the back. So when you squeeze the bag like that, you get the smell. And every time it catches me off guard, it's so good. I started drinking their coffee a few months back. It's incredible. Paula and I are huge coffee fans. Paula is Colombian. She loves her coffee. She started drinking coffee at a very early age. I'll leave that out. Holidays are just around the corner. Blackout Coffee is a perfect gift. They don't just roast incredibly delicious, strong coffees. Fuerte, man. Strong. They also have tea and hot cocoa, too. This stuff is great. Because Blackout Coffee is a small, family-owned business, they care about quality above all. They make sure every bag is freshly roasted. They provide amazing customer service and incredibly fast shipping. Folks, it's extremely important to support the parallel economy with companies that care about us and America. Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee. They have gift bags and boxes, already bundles. They have a wide selection to choose from. My listeners get 20% off their first order. Go today. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. The coffee is amazing. Use coupon code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. Try their coffee. You'll see what I mean. You'll ditch those other guys right away. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. This coffee is the real deal. And use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Our second sponsor here are our friends at Genucel. It's the final days for their Christmas and holiday season sale from Genucel. You want to look good for the holidays? Listen, ladies and gents, try Genucel. Paula loves it. So does my mother-in-law. From now until Christmas, Genucel's most popular package is 70% off at Genucel, G-E-N-U-C-E-L, genucel.com/Dan. Treat yourself and a loved one to the absolute best skincare in the world. See those troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, skin redness, pesky bags and puffiness, and yes, even a sagging jawline disappear right before your eyes with Genucel's most popular collection. With its immediate effects, see results in less than 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Included in every most popular package is your free hyaluronic acid serum for skin hydration that will restore your youthful appearance. Visit genucel.com/Dan, enter my special code Dan for an additional 10% off your entire order. Every order today is instantly upgraded to free express shipping, guaranteed delivery by Christmas. Genucel.com/Dan. That's genucel.com/Dan. Thanks, Genucel. Okay. So back to this yesterday, the show did incredible yesterday. Thank you. You know, these things that they tell you in the industry not to talk about, but we really don't care. Joe and Gee and I break every single industry rule. It's not really a rule if you don't care.
Pretty
about
much,
it.
Yeah.
But they tell you, yeah, you know, don't talk about like slow weeks in the news. Not why. It's why not? It's a week before Christmas. We didn't expect like bonkers numbers, but yesterday's show went crazy. And I think one of the reasons is people can't believe what's happening at our border. Like, you're telling me this Title 42, which is a COVID health measure, which enabled us to turn illegal migrants around and send them back, that we're going to let that lapse, even though we still have COVID and we still have a massive illegal immigration problem. Like, this is national suicide, what we're doing. Yeah, it was going to lapse, like tomorrow. It would create a national security nightmare like you've never seen in your life. Watch yesterday's show. I think it's what caught on. I gave you the pure numbers. 14,000 people estimated a day entering the country totally illegally. Less than 1%. If half of 1% of those people turn out to be criminals, terrorists, fentanyl traffickers, child sex traffickers, if less than 1%, you're looking at upwards of 18 to 30,000 criminals a year entering the country. That's if less than 1% of them are bad guys, as we'd say. Do you have any idea the damage 18 to 30,000 people can do if they just committed one crime? That's 30,000 new victims. Nobody wants to talk about that. It is a national security nightmare. Well, there's been a temporary, and I do mean temporary, reprieve. John Roberts from the Supreme Court stayed the lapsing of Title 42 until a hearing next week till the Republican AGs that sued get their say. So there's a folks, listen, nobody should be, you know, champagne. No. Like, I know you get this, but it only bought us at best a couple days. There are still people waiting by the tens of thousands at the border for Title 42 to go bye-bye, and you are looking at an invasion like you have not seen. And that's a fact. Now, the Biden administration loves this. They want open borders. Don't believe their nonsense. Biden said it. Please come. Said it during the 2019 presidential debates. Everybody knows it. They are doing absolutely nothing to stop people from entering. That's a fact. What they do afterwards is they take people in and ship them around the country. Don't tell me they're stopping people. How? What does stopping people mean? You're stopping them temporarily while transporting them around the country. You're not stopping them from entering. Please stop. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre just straight up lying about the open border. Check this out.
It would be wrong to think that the border is open. It is not open. And I just want to be very, very clear about that.
Now, she knows this is clearly. Now, here's the problem. Everyone else knows it's bull, too. Why? Because there are cameras down at the border. I'll show you a thermal image from Fox News' Bill Malugin in a minute. There are drones and cameras down. You can just watch people enter the country. Mexico, United States. Mexico, United States. Walk from Mexico into the United States. You can just watch it. So she knows she's lying. So what do they always do when they lie? Well, circle back to the beginning of the show. Like when they lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. It's Russian disinformation. What do? They use the deep state and big tech and their media symbiotes to make sure that the lie gets suppressed. Now, see if you catch this. You know, I'm just going to play. I tease these things too much sometimes. I'm just going to play this Karine Jean-Pierre clip. And I want you to see where I'm going with this. Check this out.
We know smugglers will try to spread misinformation to take advantage of these vulnerable migrants. But I want to be very clear here. The fact is that the removal of Title 42 does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is simply doing the work of these smugglers who, again, are spreading misinformation and which is very dangerous.
Okay, this is a check for you guys, too. I mean, technically you work here, but you are part of the audience. You're the primary audience, Joe and Guy. But to the audience out there listening, too. It's not a quiz show. Do you guys know where I was going with that? Why Karine Jean-Pierre just specifically did what she just did and said what she just said?
It's dangerous.
You guys know? Okay. She's using a dangerous term. Mm-hmm. But do you know why she the key? You have any idea? Okay. I mean, respect your honesty. She's throwing the misinformation term out there as a nod to fact checkers. She's saying the border is not open because we said so. And by the way, if you say so, pointing out the fact that the border's open, we're telling you it's misinformation that's dangerous and you're doing the work of the smugglers. Uh-huh. Guaranteed. Joe, we haven't done a... Please flag it. 8:32. Yeah. Please. It's
flag it.
December 20th. Thank you.
Got it, baby.
Why? I love what he did. That's so hilarious. You're such a 60s rocker guy. You got it, babe. You got it. Well, you need like a long hair, like a ponytail or something
used to be.
Steven Tyler style with like some hairspray or something like that. Maybe an 80s band. Watch. Mark my words. I have been in this business. My friend who does my social media for me, texted me yesterday after this clip. And he's the one who sent it to me. And he said, Dan, once you taught me to see this, I can never unsee it. There will be a fact checker out tomorrow. Anybody who says the border is open, it'll probably be Bill McCarthy or Louis Jacobson or Jacob Reyes, who, despite the fact I can show you video like I'm going to show you right now, play that. We'll do a VO here. There it is right there. So VO, voiceover, talking industry terms here. That's night vision, thermal camera imagery from Bill Malugin at the border with a drone. Those are illegal immigrants. Lines of them. You can see the heat signature. If you want to see the video, go to rumble.com/Bongino. Everywhere, night, day, midday, lunch, dinner time, just piling in the country. That is obviously hard evidence, video evidence of an open border. Watch the fact checkers make this story go away. Because what happens? The White House winks to them. They then go on Facebook where there's a partnership And the deep state White House uses the fact checkers to then challenge articles on Facebook to make sure you don't see them. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And if the border's not open, how did all of these people wind up in the El Paso airport? This is a Rebel News reporter who did an amazing job, flew into the El Paso airport. For the liberals, that's in Texas. Flew into the El Paso airport and saw this unbelievable scene. Check this out.
¿Dónde son? ¿Dónde son? Dominican? Dominicana? ¿Dónde son?
Colombia.
What's up, guys? Katie Davis-Gort here with Rebel News. I just landed in El Paso, Texas, and here at the El Paso airport is an influx of illegal immigrants sleeping on the airport floors. We are here to report on the border crisis because we don't think that the truth is being told, what is really happening. And Title 42 is set to expire on Wednesday, essentially giving amnesty to all illegals that make their way across the border into the United States. So take a look at what's happening here in the airport.
Folks, please watch the show on Rumble today. It's about the, 39-minute mark or so. Rumble.com/Bongino. I want you to look at this imagery, because the fact checkers will come after you. I'm telling you right now, we are in, please don't doubt me, we are living now in a third world pseudo republic where information control and language control is everything. Watch. All right. You know what? Let me get to my last sponsor. And I got a couple things coming up. It's going to be important next. It's not personal, but ladies and gentlemen, we cannot continue with the status quo in the Republican Party. Something's got to change. And I've got a video by Tim Robbins, of all people. Remember Tim Robbins from Bull Durham?
Yeah, yeah.
He married Susan Sarandon. You remember Tim Robbins. He's an actor. He was in The Shawshank Redemption. Talented guy, but no question a leftist. Fascinating to see Tim Robbins on Russell Brand's show on Rumble just like lay waste to the COVID response. It's shocking. Don't write this stuff off. All right, a lot to get to. Don't go anywhere. Folks, Twitter confirms that 5.4 million user accounts have been exposed in a software vulnerability. Personal information, including emails and phone numbers from a December 21 data breach, has recently been published on a hacker forum free for the taking. Do you know that? If exploited, this information could be used by cyber criminals to attempt phishing attacks, which could lead to identity theft. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it really easy for a cyber criminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. This happened to me, had my identity stolen. It was a nightmare. I got LifeLock a long time ago, haven't had any problems since. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. It's important, like loans taken out in your name or crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. This is all over the place. When I was an agent, we used to investigate this stuff all the time. You can destroy people's lives. If you do become a victim of identity theft, LifeLock is a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist. They'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But it's easy to help you protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year. Do it. Don't wait. You don't want to go through this. Go to LifeLock.com/Bongino. That's LifeLock.com/Bongino. LifeLock.com/Bongino for 25% off. Do it today. Okay, a couple stories I just want to get to first before I get to this Tim Robbins clip. Folks, Ronna McDaniel is the head of the Republican National Committee. She's running for re-election in a vote that I believe takes place next month out in California. It's an inside baseball election. It's not a public election. In other words, you don't go to your voting location and vote. It's the delegates, committee men, they vote for these people. It's an inside baseball election. I don't know Ronna McDaniel at all. I've never met her. I don't even think I've run into her in a green room. I have no idea. I'm just telling you that the GOP is lost and Ronna McDaniel was in charge while we racked up the losses. It is time for a change. Now, it's Washington Times article. It's in my newsletter. Apparently, she's trying to pull some RNC members back in who, quote, strayed from her election bid. Folks, it's time to move on. I can't say in strong enough terms how we need someone different. I know Harmeet Dhillon well. She's always been a good lawyer. She's running. Listen to the folks voting on the inside. I don't know what my word matters or doesn't to you. You guys earned your spots, and ladies out there, you have the right to vote. You earned your own spots as committee people. A lot of you ran in your own elections, and that's fair enough. But whatever it's worth, if you enjoy this show, Ron is not the way to go. She just isn't. And I can tell you, going forward, the problem you're going to have with Rana, she doesn't have the support of almost anyone in the conservative ecosystem where we have the microphones, not Rana. You've got to understand, Rana needs us, Rana McDaniel. We don't need Rana. And I'm not speaking for any other host, but just go down the list. And there's almost no one on her side anymore. It's time for a change. Change time is now. And change time is now because the Democrats keep voting for this stuff. An open border. The Democrats keep voting for bankruptcy. How does Ron McDaniel, I'm not blaming candidates who didn't do a good job. I'm not, absolving them of blame as well. But what, the candidates lose and Ronna doesn't? I'm sorry. We need a better way to frame to the American people the peril we're in. We've got an invasion at our southern border. It's a fact. I just showed you the videos. We are going bankrupt. Rand Paul's going to be on my radio show later. He's got an op-ed in the New York Post. Again, be in my newsletter, bongino.com/newsletter if you want to sign up. He notes the golden rule. What's my golden rule? You'll never be disappointed in politicians if you understand this rule. Most Republicans on Capitol Hill are really Democrats. No Democrats are really Republicans. He notes that the spending omnibus bill they want to pass this week, which you should be calling your congressman and telling him a big no, is a bankruptcy bill. It adds another $1 trillion to our $31 trillion debt. Rand Paul notes in a piece, this is the biggest threat to our national security. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going de facto bankrupt. We will either go bankrupt by inflation where your money is worthless, or we will go technically bankrupt where we can't pay our debts and we default. There is no third option unless we stop this spending now. There's still a chance. There is, yes. There is still a chance. We have basically a couple of years to fix this before we get into a debt spiral we'll never get out of. Just a few. And that may be being generous. Yeah, I wanted to play this. I told you about it right before the break there. So Tim Robbins is a lefty actor married to Susan Sarandon. And, that's fine. Like these guys, this is the United States of America. I disagree with your politics. I think they're idiotic, personally, just based on the facts. But it's always good to see people come over to a common sense side because, as I said before, and I mean this, guys, I'll link shields with anyone on an issue if I think you and I are on the right side of it. You know, we disagree on the Second Amendment, but you want to save babies' lives and abortion? I'll fight you on the Second Amendment, but I'll link shields on saving babies' lives. That's a fact. And we need people like this with cultural credibility with the left to talk like this. Here's Tim Robbins talking about the lockdowns in a refreshing moment of candor. I haven't heard from any Hollywood people. Check this out.
It's not good. We turned into tribal, angry, vengeful people. And I don't think that's something that is sustainable for the earth, that we start demonizing people that don't agree with our particular health policies and turn them into monsters, turn them into pariahs, say that they don't deserve a hospital bed. I think about, people that have made bad mistakes in their lives where they take too many drugs and they overdose. And that's totally their choice. That's totally their responsibility. Yet we take care of them. Yet we bring them to the hospital. Yet we save their lives because we're compassionate, because we want to make sure that people live. And this turned. It turned into you should die because you have not complied.
Please, please, please remember my, it's called guidance on these Hollywood people and cultural people. They are not our friends. Period. They are not our friends. You understand? We should never glorify or put these people on a pedestal. They are human beings just like you and I. However, if they are willing to link shields with us on an issue where we can move the freedom train back to the freedom station, then we'd be idiots to not take it. I always get a lot of negative feedback on this stuff. We played, I don't know if you guys remember it, but we played this Matt Damon clip when he had that movie. He was the oil field worker going to rescue his daughter.
I do.
Remember that?
Yep.
And he was And he was very sympathetic to Trump supporters. He's like, listen, I was out there with these oil field workers, and you know, we shouldn't demonize these people because they support, you know, it was basically a kind of laudatory thing about Trump. Did he mean it? I don't know. The point is, people listen to Matt Damon. So my point is, we have to kiss this guy's ass, or should we ever? But it was a good moment for us, and we should use it. Be tactical. Be like a political SWAT team. Use it in isolated tactical fashion when you can and scrap the rest. Seriously, this kind of stuff is important. You're never going to get people on our side by using emissaries only from our side because they don't trust us. They trust this guy. Fight him on everything else, not on that. All right, let me wrap up with this. So Donald Trump was on my show yesterday, my radio show, in a wide-ranging interview. Abortion came up. A lot of stuff came up. The midterm elections. Fox Nation has it if you'd like to listen to it. It was his first interview he gave in a while. He obviously addressed the Kangaroo Court January 6th committee. But I asked him about mail-in votes as well. This is a very important exchange. Donald Trump's running again in 2024. It's obvious he's already announced. And folks, we got a problem. We can't keep telling people not to vote by mail because we're going to lose. You're going to lose. I get it. Nobody has covered. Guys, please vouch for me on this. Nobody has covered the rejection rates and fraud on mail-in voting more than us. No one. We've cited the New York Times article on it. Now, the New York Times even cited fraud so many times. It's like, Guy doesn't even need the link anymore. Having said that, it's the system we're stuck with. And if he runs, I want him to win. So I asked him that question, and he had actually a pretty good answer. So listen for yourself.
Mr. President, how do you respond to people who say, listen, we're stuck with mail-in ballots? And given that you're running for president again, a lot of critics will say, and I'll be honest with you, President, I think to myself sometimes too, we're stuck with it now. If we get in office and we can do some of these changes at the state level, but we're stuck with it. So the more we talk about it, the more we kind of dissuade people from voting via that way, and we have almost no chance of winning that.
Well, I think that we have to get a big, strong victory somewhere along the line. We have to get a very powerful victory, and then we have to change it to paper ballots and same day voting and, you know, voter ID and all the things that you want. Who would not want voter ID? So the way you beat it is you have to win literally in a landslide, and you have to have tremendous people watching. And I think we have that. One thing we have is we have a lot of spirit, but the Republicans don't cheat the same way. I mean, these people are cheaters. What they've done is so bad. When you look at Adam Schiff, the same stuff, Russia, Russia, Russia. Today he's on with more nonsense, all nonsense. If you look at my statements were beautiful. And compare them to the statements of a Maxine Waters and many other people on the other side. They were vicious statements, vicious and, you know, just horrible statements, what they said. So we have to win big, Dan. Look, we're going to have to win big. You know what goes on. You know, you're one of the people that really does get it. And you saw what happened in the election. It was a disgrace.
Yes. Yes. That's the answer. Fraud is real. We know it's real. Part two, mail-in ballots make the fraud worse. The New York Times has, again, already acknowledged that themselves before they tried to change their mind. That was when Republicans primarily voted by mail-in. New York Times, this is a big deal. A lot of fraud. And then third, that doesn't mean don't vote. There is not a preordained conclusion to mail-in balloting. If there was, Ron DeSantis wouldn't have won Florida by 20 points where almost everybody votes by mail. What do you think? The Democrats rigged the election for a Republican to win by 20? Point is, we got to get in there and fix it. Please, don't take, you heard it from the man himself. Don't take it as a reason not to vote. Sadly, we have to vote in numbers large enough to overcome fraud. It pains me to tell you that in a constitutional republic. It really does. But I'm always going to give you the real story. No BS. We don't do that here. All right, folks. Thanks again for tuning in. Rand Paul will be on the radio show later. If I may ask, before the holidays and before the end of the year, we have one more podcast tracking period coming up. We moved up one spot to number 9 nationally on PodTrack. It's a major platform. We're the number 9 show in the country. It's measured by subscribers and downloads. Some of these things, the subscribers are super important. If you could subscribe to the show on Apple, Spotify, and at Rumble, at rumble.com/Bongino, I would personally deeply appreciate it. It means a lot to me. It's free. It doesn't cost you a dime to do it. Apple, Spotify, rumble.com/Bongino. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you on the radio show a little bit later.
You just heard Dan Bongino.